Mary, firstly, well done. A bit of a roller coaster in the end.
Oh, it was. Now, obviously had a very poor start, conceding a goal really straight away, and I thought we responded well. And our forward line just didn't click in the first half. An awful lot of chances, blocked down, wide, short, you know. So, look, it was something we talked about at half-time, and I suppose then for the first 15 minutes or 20 minutes of the second half, we really came out and went at them. And like, we built up an 8-point lead. But I'm afraid we kind of went to sleep, to say the very, very least. And we give Monaghan chances to get back into the game. And at this level, they're going to take those chances. And so look, at it, in the end up, we've seen it out by 2 points. But look, I just wouldn't be happy with the way we played now in the last 10 minutes.
Well, it goes to show, you know, they got those two quick goals. Suddenly they had the momentum and you were hanging on a little bit. Getting the next point was vital at that stage.
Ah, it was, yeah. In fairness, like, really happy with the substitutions when they came in there. Jack Goller got a great score and Callum McGillivray provided with a great target. Conor Goller scored a goal, you know, so really happy with the lads coming in there. JP Goller won a few balls inside too, which we weren't doing in the first half. So, look, there's pluses absolutely to take out of it. We've won an Ulster Championship game, which is never ever going to be easy in the conditions and things like that. But look, it's something for us to build on. We've 2 weeks now to the next game, and look, I'm sure Monaghan would love to be in our position. So we'll take the positives as well out of it.
Yeah, and a good test for the lads. I mean, that's all the hard training you need for an occasion like that in such heavy conditions.
Oh, it is, yeah. Look, a test, your handling, your ball skills there today and that, and decision making were crucial. And at times, look, it did let us down, but look, it let Monaghan down as well at times. So, look, absolutely you learn. They're young lads, they're 16, 17 years of age. It's a great experience from today, pulling on a Donegal jersey in a minor championship match. It's something they'll cherish. And obviously getting the victory out of it in the end will make it all the better for them. But absolutely, we're going back to work on Monday night.
Yeah. And has everybody come through pretty unscathed, do you think?
Everybody's come through unscathed, yeah. Look, in fairness to our physio and S&C, the lads are in good shape there. And look, the subs were made to get guys on to make an impact there, no injury. So again, it's obviously something might flare up come Monday night, but we'll get that assessed and we'll work now for the next 2 weeks.
And I suppose it's fair to say, once again, this sort of game shows just how tight it is in the Ulster Championship.
It is. Look at this. Even in the Ulster League there, there was very competitive games. And we knew coming in here today that there was going to be a battle here today and with nothing going to be easy. And as it proved, and it's going to be no different the next day.
And finally, once again, it showed, you know, these days you really have to have a strength and depth in the panel. And it's vital to have the options there to bring people on.
Yeah, look, we've known that all along. And that's what the league was very good. Look, we used our panel very well. And boys got plenty of game time. So now coming to championships, our guys just slipping in there seamlessly. And they know what to do, and as I said before, look, they're making an impact, which really helped us today.